Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Michael Amade Show, episode 629, Resilience. So let's just get this out of the way right now. It has been 3 days, so I think it's 2 days and then this morning, since the last podcast episode of what was supposed to be a daily podcast. Now, I'd love to concoct some reason that I did it on purpose. Or that I planned to do it. Trust me, the temptation was there, but that's not the truth. I think the truth is that I got incredibly caught up in this, what felt like a boatload of work and other things I needed to do. And the next thing I would know, I'd wake up and go, oh, I didn't do it yesterday. And there's several things that contributed to this. And I figured that the best thing for me to do is to be completely open. And maybe it's something that would be useful for somebody who's listening. Really, what's been going on here is I've been dealing with some family health issues, and I've been really involved in this from day to day and trying to keep this workflow moving for the stuff that's ramping up for the Christmas season, which, as being a musician, it's like watching this train is coming quickly and you're having to lay down tracks as quickly as possible. At the same time, because of all of that, there's been some shifts in my schedule, and because of just a flap of the amount of sessions I get, I ended up not being able to see my trainer for this last week. And the effect of that, oddly, in retrospect, was I started feeling more and more behind. I started feeling less and less resourceful. I started feeling more kind of pulled under by the stress of the stuff I'm working on. Now, I generally don't feel stress. But it's a slow creep. So suddenly I just start doing things like forgetting to do the podcast, forgetting to show up for things like that, not being able to show up for friends as much as I want to, not being able to respond to messages and go down that thing. And the thing I really realize is it's much more about a mental place. Sure, there's reasons, but it's more about the mental place that I'm in that is causing the situation, right? And so I find myself slowly getting more and more unhappy, spending less time in gratitude. And this morning, I'd really kind of woke up with the sense of something being wrong. And I spent some time, I sat down and said, self, what are you actually worried about? And I made a list, went through, and I looked at everything that was really bothering me. And I realized that it was actually not much. It was all completely doable and figure-outable, as the case is, but that really I was building some narrative internally about things not being right. And then I realized, as I've mentioned before, that we can tell the quality of our predominant thoughts by our emotions. And so if I was feeling that way, I can say, oh, this must be where my thoughts are more consistently trending to. There's so many, it's hard to keep track of all your thoughts, right? But I'm very aware of what I'm thinking about, what I'm feeling, and how it has an effect on my reality. And so I became aware that the first thing I had to do was recenter myself in gratitude, recenter myself in relaxation, realigning to purpose, and being okay. And I know it's easier said than done, but for me, this was an important thing. Now, I could be, and I want to highlight this because I've done this and I know this is a thing a lot of people do, is by missing a few days, which I'm not condoning, by the way, but I could go into some sort of shame cycle. I could go into some sort of negative spin. Maybe you've done that before with your own work. I find that to be absolutely a waste of time. I find that to be completely counterproductive to being able to move forward and still create things that are valuable. Now, while I'm not proud of it, and while I don't endeavor to have that issue again, and I think I just kind of lost a little bit of the script, I lost the compass for a couple days, that I'm happy to know more now, after many years of this, to be able to recorrect, to be able to reconnect to it, and to keep moving forward. So hopefully this is interesting. Hopefully this is something that might be valuable, might encourage you to not beat yourself up should you find yourself in a situation like that. And maybe also paying attention to how you're feeling and therefore what you're thinking about. And then that can really affect our output and how we're experiencing life day to day anyway. And remember to lead with gratitude. To me, gratitude is the most powerful, powerful thing that I can connect with every single day. If you want to find out more about me, michaelamadei.com, go on social media. I'm the guy in the cowboy hat, also named after me. And the next podcast will be coming tomorrow, unless I feel like throwing up another one today, because I feel like there's more ideas I want to be sharing with you. But at least it'll be tomorrow. So until then, keep living courageously and keep living creatively. Have a great day.